This is Dr. Lee indicating his physical patient seen at Future Care Charles Village. At Future Care Charles Village, date of birth for this patient, name of patient is McCoy, M-C-C-O-Y, Dwayne, D-W-A-Y-N-E. Date of birth 10-2-1964. Date of service January 1st. Sorry, date of service is 1-26-2022. Future Care Charles Village, history of present. This is a 58-year-old male. He was admitted to University of Maryland Midtown campus. Patient presented with the recurrent episode of seizure. He has a known history of seizure disorder, status epilepticus in the past, hypertension, old CVA, depression. Patient was evaluated and subsequently admitted. Initially, he was mounted neurocritical ICU for seizure. He was intubated in the setting of because of status epilepticus, he was managed in the ICU setting. Patient has a known seizure disorder. As per report, patient's sister reported he was taking medication. Initially, there was concern for encephalitis, but LP with a few WBC antimicrobial medication discontinued. He was given acyclovir that was also stopped. Herpes simplex PCR was negative. MRI brain showed diffuse restriction in the left hippocampus and insula. With the neurology follow-up and close management in the ICU, patient was taken off the ventilator. He was maintaining anti-seizure medication, Keppra, lacosamide, valproic acid, phenobarbital. Patient has a dysphagia, old CVA, malnutrition. He underwent G2 placement. He was tolerating G2 feeding. Fever, leukocytosis results, suspected as patient pneumonia because of fever 102.9 that was treated. Given vancomycin, meropenem, has completed the course on January 23rd. He has a known history of depression. He was maintained on Lexapro. Hypertension was managed after stabilization. PTOT consultation done and patient was sent to the Future Care Charles Village. I saw the patient on televisit with the nurse in the room with the video camera. Patient lying on the bed. No nausea, no vomiting, no recent seizure activity. Past medical history. Number one, PVA, next to them. Number two, PTSD. Number three, depression. Number four, hypertension. Number five, headache. Number six, seizure disorder. History of status epilepticus in the past. Hypertension. History of anemia, medications upon discharge, Tylenol 650 every 4 hours, PRN for pain and aches, next line Estilapram, 20 milligram daily, next line lacosamide, 10 mg per ml, 20 ml twice a day, max multivitamin 15 ml daily, phenobarbital 60 mg 3 times a day, terazosin TERAZUSAN 2 mg daily, Depakote 250/5 ml, give 20 ml every 8 hours, Keppra 1000 mg 2 tablet BID, Benzonate 100 mg TID as needed for cough, Omeprazole 20 mg daily, Propranolol extended release 60 mg daily, allergies, penicillin, next line, social history, no alcohol, no drug abuse, family history positive, hypertension and stroke in the father, sewer system, no headache, no dizziness, no nausea, no vomiting, no fever, no chills, patient poor historian, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, chest pain, GI, health dysphagia, G-tube, tolerating medication and the diet, musculoskeletal, no pain, dental unit, no hematuria, neuro, no seizure activity reported at this point, was hospitalized because of recurrent seizure and status epilepticus, currently controlled. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert, lying on the bed, cooperative. Next line, no respiratory distress. Next line, vital, stable. Next line, neck supple, no JVD. Next line, pulmonary breathing comfortable. Next line. On the video, abdominal GT side looks clean. Next line, neuro, he's awake, lying on the bed. Assessment, patient is admitted to subacute rehab. Seizure disorder, next line. Test was recent status epilepticus. Next line, hypertension, next line, history of previous CVA. Next line. Next line, hypertension. Next line, dysphagia, status post, G2 placement. Next line, deconditioning with multiple medical problems. Next line, encephalopathy. Multifactorial reason. Next line, status quo, recent respiratory failure, required intubation with recovery. Next line, history of major depression. Next line, plan of care. Next line, we'll continue all the current medications. physical therapy to see the patient, speech therapy to see the patient, outpatient neurology follow-up, care plan are discussed with the nursing staff. This is the end of the education. Thank you.